As Hungarian songs reverberated, tens of thousands of people protested at several locations in Budapest against Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, who they view as a dictator. Earlier in the day, he had urged Hungarians to, in his words, occupy Brussels during the upcoming European Parliament elections. These people here in Hungary's capital strongly disagree. But the biggest applause was received by the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who last month died at age 47 in a Russian prison. Navalny, seen as Russian President Vladimir Putin's most serious domestic rival, died last month in the Polar Wolf Arctic penal colony, where he was serving a lengthy jail sentence on what his supporters view as trumped-up charges. His wife, Yulia Navalnaya, recalled that despite these controversies, Orbán is one of Europe's most outspoken pro-Kremlin politicians and maintains close ties with Putin. She accused him of being an accomplice in Navalny's death and Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
My husband was a very strong and inspiring man. Millions of people stood behind him. Putin could not have handled him alone. Unfortunately, it turned out that one of his political accomplices was Viktor Orbán. You know it better than anybody. Why did Putin start a war in Ukraine? Because he knew that he had loyal allies in Europe who would help him undermine European unity. Why is he not afraid of the consequences? Because he knows they will protect him.
Among those listening was 24-year-old student Akos, who declined to give his last name.
I'm very proud to be Hungarian. I love my culture and I would hope for the best because I want to continue living here and not going abroad, for example, to Germany.
Akos' sentiments were shared by Budapest Mayor Gergely Karácsony, who organized the rally along with student associations. Karácsony, a politician from the small left liberal opposition party PM, made clear that Budapest stands up for freedom and is a country with democratic values. The opposition groups gathered in Budapest on Friday to mark Hungary's annual National Memorial Day of the 1848 revolution against Austrian Habsburg rule. Like Hungarians rallied against the Austrian Empire and called for autonomy from the Habsburg monarchy, opposition leaders also called for political reforms. Hungary's government also faces a challenge from former insider of Orbán's Fidesz party, Peter Magyar, the former husband of one-time justice minister and Orbán ally Judit Varga. Magyar told a massive crowd that he plans to form a new political party to challenge Fidesz's 14-year grip on power and act as an alternative to Hungary's fragmented opposition. He accused Orbán's government of corruption and economic mismanagement, adding that the country should no longer be a nation of oligarchs and overweight men. Orbán has denied wrongdoing and aims for success this summer for conservative forces in upcoming European and municipal elections. He maintains close relations with the American right, including former President Donald J. Trump, who Orbán hopes will return to the White House. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.